Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this 8th day of May.
Yes, and we're going to bring you a do not be afraid. Scripture for the day is Luke 12, verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more.
Well.
Okay. Hallelujah.
As you remember, there are 365 scriptures.
That's right.
That say, do not be afraid.
Or do not fear.
Do not fear. And we're reading one each day.
Every day.
This year.
Yes, and fear is nothing but a spirit. We can knock it out because God says in Timothy, I did not give you a spirit of fear.
Fear.
That's right.
But
so you know it
love
is not.
And a sound mind.
Fear is not from God. So nope. we're against it.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. On today's call, we're going to discuss what does OPB mean for you?
Wow. OPB. All right.
Hallelujah.
You're about to find out.
You'll find out. You know, we so love the flow of the Holy Spirit. And today we feel led to share Romans 12:10, which says, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Out of 31,173 verses in the Bible, why Romans 12:10? Well, there's something that needs to be said.
All right.
Amazingly, we quoted Romans 12:10 in almost every meeting that I've ever conducted. I give away door prizes, really nice ones. There are seminars, DVDs, CDs, books, iPods, cash, plus much more. I always tell folks that they should rejoice with everyone else who's blessed.
That's right.
I make the point that when you and I can get us excited about somebody else's blessings as we are our own, watch out, because the blessings of God are about to overtake you.
Think of it.
But yet, it seems that jealousy, I've seen jealousy on the face of more believers than I care to count, because they didn't win. Anyhow, here are four things we need to understand about jealousy.
First, jealousy is a sin. Not only that, it's not just a sin, honey. The thing of it is jealousy will bite you and hurt you.
Amen.
It says, this is in Acts 8:23 in the New Living Translation, Acts 8:23, for I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy and are held captive by sin.
Wow.
Meaning that jealousy is holding them captive.
Yeah. Second, jealousy is even hazardous to your health. Proverbs 14:30, New Living Translation. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones.
Wow, that's
strong.
That's very strong. Third, jealousy is dangerous. And boy, if you ever do a study on that and look at some of the law books, you'll find out just how bad it is in the real world. Jealousy is dangerous. Job 5:2 in the New Living Translation. Surely resentment destroys the fool, and jealousy kills the simple.
Amen. Fourth, jealousy will prevent you.
That's right.
Sorry. Jealousy will permit you from surviving, let alone thriving. Proverbs 27:4. We're blasted by anger and swamped by rage, but who can survive jealousy?
Wow.
Let me say one other thing. Romans 12:10 says that we're to weep with them that weep. The Message Bible Translation says that we should share tears when they're down.
Wow.
We're to encourage others in and through the Word as they walk through their own personal trials. Scripture says Jesus is touched by our own infirmity. In other words, he feels what we feel. So when we feel the pain of others, he's feeling our pain as well. The purpose of this teaching is not to talk about jealousy or weeping over sad times, but rather to be rejoicing over OPB, otherwise known as other people's blessings.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it'll bless you. I am not joking.
Scripture is very clear. In fact, the Message Bible translation, Romans 12:10 says, laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Shed tears when they're down.
Mm.
So the question is, why should we be happy when other people are blessed?
First and most importantly, as the WWJD bracelet used to say lots and lots of years ago, still does, we still sell them. What would Jesus do? In John 13:34-35 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. You know, what comes through us is God's love. When we really love God, then we love other people. If you love someone, then you're happy for them and with them. If for no other reason, then let's read 1 Peter 1:22. Classic Amplified. It says, since by your obedience to the truth through the Holy Spirit, you have purified your hearts for the sincere affection of the brethren, see that you love one another fervently from a pure heart. Not only are we to love one another, we are to be joined together in the Spirit.
Yes.
Acts 4:32 Message Bible. The whole congregation of believers are united as one, one heart, one mind. Wow. John 17:21 says, I pray that they will all be one. And just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me.
You know, we're instructed not to just talk about loving, caring, and being happy for one another. We're to activate the scriptural principle in our lives. 1 John 3:18, Classic Amplified. Little children, let us not love merely in theory or in speech, but in deed and in truth, in practice and sincerity. When something good happens to another believer and we rejoice with them, we're being linked together in our praise of God. And that loosens a powerful spiritual force in all of our lives. Psalm 133:1, Message Bible. How wonderful, how beautiful when brothers and sisters get along. It's like costly anointing oil flowing down the head and beard. There's at least one other good reason why you should be enthusiastic about the accomplishments and victories, miracle breakthroughs of others. And that answer is found in the contemporary English version of Ephesians 6:8. I love Ephesians 6:8. That scripture says, you know that you'll be rewarded for any good things you do, whether you're slave or free. If we rejoice with those who rejoice, then God is going to get excited about our victories. Now, you might be saying, Brother Harold, what if we don't have any? Think about this for a moment. If you're celebrating someone's good fortune, doesn't it stand to reason that God wants to celebrate your good fortune by returning the blessings to you? There is more at work in this principle than first meets the eye. Bottom line, we're scripturally mandated to rejoice with those who rejoice. And we do. When we do rejoice with those who rejoice, what we're going to know is this. The sound we hear when we rejoice with others, the next sound we hear is the blessings of the Lord coming to overtake us.
Let me tell you, when you sow happiness and joy to other people with a sincere heart, I mean, are really happy for them, you are actually planting seed to reap a harvest of the same thing.
Yes.
You really can be happy with those who are happy. And you know, when you, even if you want to take that a little bit further with the you know, weep with those who weep. When you sincerely have compassion over people when they're having a bad time, they're going to be people who have compassion when things don't go right for you either.
That's right.
And are down. So, you know, God, he's just such a sowing and a reaping God. And if we did nothing else but think throughout the day, am I sowing seed I want to reap? Or am I sowing seed I don't want to reap?
Say that again.
Well, if you're, when you go through the day and you say, have thoughts, sometimes you just need to take those thoughts captive because you don't want to harvest what you're thinking. So you take,
that's the truth.
And what you say to other people, you would want, you know, do unto, it really comes back to the golden rule. I mean, and it really has everything to do with the seed. The things that we plant today are what we're going to literally reap tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I would say if you've done anybody wrong and you realized it, I'd go apologize. Because you want to rip that seed out of the ground, I can tell you.
A moment ago, we quoted Ephesians 6:8 in the Contemporary English Version. It says, you know that you'll be rewarded for any good thing you do. You'll be rewarded for any good thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
And being happy for somebody else,
yes,
is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Being, sharing if they're, if they're down, you know, share with them. It'll make a difference.
Yeah.
And let them say an encouraging word or something to lift their spirits. And it'll just...
it'll do something for... I mean, everything we do, is going to have, well, it's going to have a consequence one way or another.
Absolutely.
Baby... we hope you joined Rich Thoughts TV last night, but you have not lost your chance if you couldn't, because we'll be having it on the website.
In fact, it's probably up right now.
Yay. So you can still enjoy it.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. You only say that because it's true.
It's so good that
we love bringing the word.
I almost took notes on ourselves.
We like bringing you some good news. I'm just so tired of bad news. But you know what? God sustains. Okay, baby.
He's in the good news.
We pray that you have the best blessed Monday
and week
of your entire life.
Absolutely. But you need to expect it.
Expect
it. You need to raise your level of expectation. And that will make a huge
difference. And sow the seeds of goodness.
Yes.
All right.
Amen. So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.